满文章中说的是 Apart from a few words, I do not know any French at all. 除了几句法语之外呢，我根本不懂法语。我们看这个词 Not at all 表示根本不的含义。那么在口语中间，当有人向你道谢的时候 Thank you so much, 你可以回答 Not at all 的意思 You are welcome, 你太客气了。或者有人向你道歉的时候 I'm terribly sorry, 我太抱歉了，太不好意思，你可以回答 Not at all means forget it, 不值一提，忘了吧。 OK, 好， Not at all 放在口语中间，用来回答别人道谢以及道歉的用语。那么 Not at all 的本意表示根本不的含义，比如说文中这句话，我根本不懂法语， I don't know any French at all。 好，我们前面讲过 Not any 可以替换成 no。 好，这话你还可以说I know no French at all. 我根本不懂法语。I know no French at all. OK? 再比如说，我根本就不喜欢他。I don't like him at all. I don't like him at all. OK? Not at all 用法回顾一下。Thank you so much. Not at all means you are welcome. I'm terribly sorry. Not at all means forget it. I don't know any French at all. I know no French at all.I don't like him at all. Okay? Neither of us spoke during the journey. Okay? Neither 表示两者都不的含义。Okay? 我们两个都没有说话。我们看一下，当我们两个人或两件事的时候有哪些代词。Which of 表示哪一个的含义。For example, which of the two do you want?
你想要哪一个呢？
那么 either of 表示两者之一，任何一个都行的意思。好， either of them will do.哪一个都行，或者这个或者那个，一定注意 either 做注意的时候，谓动词是单数的 either of them will do。 那再比如说 neither of 表示两者都不的含义， I like neither of them， 我一个都不喜欢， neither 表两者都否定掉。 OK， 那 both of 表两者都的含义。 OK， I bought both of them， 我两个都买下来了， I bought both of them。 OK， 注意这些词，回顾一下 which of， which of the two do you want， either ofEither of them will do. Neither of. I like neither of them. Both of. I bought both of them. OK. 文章中说的是 Neither of us spoke during the journey. 在旅途中间我们两个都没有说话。I had nearly reached the town when the young man suddenly said very slowly, Do you speak English? 我们看一下。我都几乎到达城里，年轻人突然说，那应该是到达在前，年轻人说在后。 OK， 那么这里面到达用的是过去完成时。 I had nearly reached the town when the young man suddenly said very slowly, Do you speak English? 我们看一下，表到达的时候可以用 reach， 注意 reach 是个及物动词，直接加地点 reach the town。 那么其他到达可以说 get to 加地点， arrive in 或者 arrive at 加地点，或者是 come to 加地点。一定注意，其中 reach 是个及物动词，直接加地点。OK， 那这里面 I had nearly reached the town when the young man suddenly said， 一定注意 suddenly 这个词表突然，好，注意它拼写 suddenly。Do you speak English？ 你讲英语吗？注意 speak 直接加语言。As I soon learned, he was English himself。OK， 正如我所立刻知道的，他自己本身就是个英国人。看那这里面 he was English， 这个 English 翻译成英国人。我们重点看一下 as 这词用法。那么这句话翻译成正像我所知道的，他本身就是英国人。那么 as 翻译成正像正如，实际上 as 引导这句话叫做定语从句，而且是非限定定语从句。那么关于定语从句内容呢，我们在第28课来讲解，在这简单带一下，大家注意了， as 引导这句话是一个非限定性的定语从句。 OK, that's it. 好， that's all for the passage.